You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
7:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. We got a different version of the Morning Shift today because Mike Johnson will be on with Mike Bell this afternoon. Garrett's hanging out behind the glass in for Dylan today. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. Looks like we might be getting close to seeing Trae Young back with the Hawks. Could be back sometime this month. And they do have some time off this week, but the Hawks will play again Friday against the Pistons. The MLB winter meetings are still going on. Phillies re-signed Kyle Schwarber to a 5-year, $150 million deal. We do have some audio from Braves manager Walt Weiss regarding Ronald Acuna that we'll get to later in the show. And Utah Athletics is finalizing a $500 million private equity agreement. And it's official. At 44, Philip Rivers will be returning to the NFL with the Colts. It's just an unbelievable story after a 5-year hiatus for him. But most importantly, Falcons are taking on the Bucks tomorrow. Bo will be traveling with the team. Had a lot of coordinators talk to the media yesterday up at Flowery Branch. Garrett, let's go ahead and hear from Marquise Williams first.
If you watch the first one and the third one, those are the exact same returns. The only difference was somebody stayed on Felipe and then somebody chipped Felipe. Felipe made the tackle on the first one because they didn't stay on him and he made the tackle. But they were doubling. They doubled the five, which was red at the time. And Ronnie Harrison did a good job of playing the block. The next time we played against that, we knew exactly what they were running and we didn't execute the call. So there's guys in position to where we could work a certain game to free somebody up, and the game wasn't ran. And then on the backside, we got to make sure we avoid to the ball. You saw there's a player that missed a tackle. It's because he took the path of least resistance. It's no different in defense, Patrick. Like, if I'm running to the ball and the ball goes away from me, and that ball's work is going to initially, they're trying to go vertical, right? Go towards the touchdown. We got to defend it. Do I want to work over the top or do I want to go behind it? Behind it may be the least path of resistance, but is that going to help me make a play on the football? So it's those things we got to stay consistent and disciplined with, whether I'm to the kick side of the ball or the back side of the ball.
Bo, there's been a lot of heat on Marquise the last few weeks with special teams. When you hear his comments from yesterday, where does it sit with you?
If we were just on my kickoff returns, I could feel it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But now we're at the point where we're it's been a calamity of errors. Mm-hmm. It's not just been I'm not going to back off. I'm not backing off of what I said. I don't blame Marquise Williams for a boneheaded decision by Jamal Agnew to catch a ball on the 4-yard line and muff it. I can't blame Marquise Williams for shanking a punt like Bradley Pinion did at the end of the Jets game. Can blame Marquise Williams for because it's a situation where the players have to execute too, but you almost had two kicks blocked on Sunday. They got one, they didn't get the other. So if you see that, now again, it's hard to see it on the field, but where is their help coming down saying, hey, Imani Awori almost got there. Get with Burge and have him, you know, tighten up there or whatever, because the operation time wise happened correctly. And Rye even told Mike and Mike, I guess is what we're gonna call them when they're together.
Mike and Mike in the afternoon.
Yeah. That the timing was right. It was spot on. When we keep having these things with kickoffs, and I said earlier in the week, it felt like it was all right. That's too far. Okay, that's pretty far. That's way too far. Okay, they just scored a touchdown, and that's the kind of the way it progressed during the weeks with kickoffs getting better and better against us. And he's right; it is just like defense. Don't go around a block. Hit the guy, and what you do is you. We talked about this at nauseam last year with the run defense. Because we were really bad in run defense this year, and last year we started to leak back into that, but last year it was a different problem than this year. Last year's problem was we had Lamon and Ellis playing most of the season, and a lot of times Lamon, I know he's played well in L.A., but he was trying to go around guys instead of going through them, because what happens is you clog that lane, and now you make the guy move. If you go around him and you don't get home, that's a gaping hole to run right through, and that is some of what's happening. But if it's happened 5 weeks in a row, it's hard. It's why is that message not resonating? Mm-hmm. And that's where people come back to coaching.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a revolving door. We talked about this yesterday, about it being a revolving door in terms of player injuries and players who've been in there and not in there. And Marquise Williams did talk a little bit about what you were talking about going and talking to these players and addressing them between snaps. It's just they have so many responsibilities. And he tries to be in their ear, but it's like, I mean, how much can you really say? It's just like finding that little one more play of effort and really pushing it over the top, and that's really what it comes down to on these field goals and everything else.
Well, and another hot topic that we've had a lot of attention on third down conversions, and Zach Robinson talked about that yesterday, how it's been a disappointing part of this season.
Yeah, it's hard because, that's the most disappointing part of our offense is the third down. We started off the season kind of not playing that well in the red zone. We were playing well on third down. And then obviously, it just has not gone well in terms of third down. I've always, in my time in L.A., I was, in charge of third downs. And so that's always been kind of an area that I've always focused on when I was an assistant coach, a quarterback's coach. And so for it not to be going down the way that you're hoping is very frustrating. Number of things that go into it, first and foremost, is always going to be the protection on third downs. You got to make sure that you have sound protection. You got to make sure that we're IDing things properly. We're getting to the right people. I think we can be a lot cleaner in that area just from an upfront standpoint. And then a lot of it is just, execution of the call, based on the coverage. There's a number of different coverages that you see, so you got to have sound answers. I think we've had opportunities to execute. And then there's certainly times throughout the game where I say, that wasn't a great play call there. So it's always going to be a combination of everything. But
yeah, I want to start with something, two things. He didn't. First off, it's been 2 years of bad third downs, and you're now 31st in the league with, 31% conversion. It starts on first down, and it sounds silly, and I feel like a broken record when I say this, but if you have success on first down, then second and third downs get a lot easier to convert. And we had a game, I think it was the Colts game, where both teams had a ridiculous amount of first downs in like the first three quarters, and they had only gotten the two teams had like two third down conversions. He's staying on schedule, and it's getting 4 to 5 yards on first down, and then being in second and third and short. When you're third and medium and more, it's a lot easier to play defense. You also have ridiculous penalties, which puts you in third in these situations. The other thing that I'm going to say is, yeah, Zach has had some third down play calls that we all are going, dude, what in the hell was that? But I even go and look recently, as last week, when you put guys up to bat, they've got to make plays. It was a third down little pitch play with Algier, which you get Algier going outside full head of steam. If you can get it blocked properly, he's going to, even if it's third and six, if you can get him 3 or 4 yards, he's going to carry somebody 2 or 3 yards. I mean, they don't call him the bowling ball with razor blades for nothing. The other thing is how many times in the last couple of weeks have we seen Kirk put the ball right on guys' hands and they cannot squeeze it? You know, go make the contested catch on third down, Kyle. Go make the contested catch on second down, David Sills, and then you're third and short, and maybe you even got a first down there. You don't have to worry about it. Guys have to make plays too, and the play call's not always going to be the best, or you're going to be in third and medium or more, but every once in a while, a guy's got to man up and go make a play, and we're not doing that either. And so I'm not trying to take pressure off one guy or the other, but it is more than just Zach Robinson's play calling. It's more than just being in third and medium or longer. It's more than all that stuff. Some of it is going and making a play. It's all of those things combined, and now that's how you end up at 31st in the league.
That's what Raheem Morris was saying on Monday. It's not that, and I think a lot of people took it as him throwing his players under the bus, but that's not really what it is. It's just, you're a professional football player. Go make a play. Sometimes it's that simple.
Can we touch on that real quick? You're at all those press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
You do a really good job of covering it. You and Joe Patrick for us. You can't have it both ways. Not you, but the fan base and the blogger base who was just absolutely livid when Raheem said that. I love taking bullets for my players.
Oh, yes.
Oh, player coach. See? That's your problem. You're a player coach and they don't listen to you. Then you turn around the next week and he goes, sometimes players got to make plays. Oh, so now you're throwing the players under the bus. Yeah. Yeah, real leadership. See, you can't have it both ways. And that's where, and I know you see this, Gary. That's why I wanted to bring it to you. Is what the hell are we doing? Like, I get we're mad at Raheem, and I get we want our flesh, pound of flesh, or whatever you want to say. But we can't get pissed off about he's saying one thing and say he's this, and then literally the next week, flip it because he said this. Like, we just got to find one thing and say, well, that's your problem, right?
Damned if you do and damned if you don't. It's just, you win games, and that's what it comes back to. Fans are just mad. Fans are mad, and they just want to be mad. And to some extent, I get it. Your fans' job to be mad and fanatical, mm-hmm. and I mean, that's what they do. But at the same time, if you are in that room, you have a certain level of decorum, and you have to understand the context of what's going on, and that's your point, Bo. He is, I mean, I don't know what people expect him to say at this point. I mean, your players aren't playing well enough, but it's also his job as the head coach where the buck stops with him. And that's what he's saying when he wants to take bullets for his team. That's his job because he's the head coach.
Right.
And when you continue to have these special teams issues, that's on him because he's the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says that it's on players to go make a play, that's an explanation of what he needs from his guys. He's calling his guys out saying, he's not calling them out by name. He's not actually really throwing them under the bus, really. You know,
exactly. He's not.
He's just saying, we need somebody to go do something. And he's right. Because you need a Drake London, you need a Kyle Pitts, you need all these guys to come in there and make a play. Somebody needs to make a block. Kirk needs to make a throw. The player needs to make a catch. That's what it comes back to, and that's why this Falcons team is losing games.
Garrett, you know how I know Bo's passionate about a topic? You see him adjust his hat and throw it up and down like three or four times when he's talking. It is all a mess right now. But
he's fired up.
I didn't know which way it was on. He said something, I didn't even realize that either. Thank you for pointing that out. Now I'm going to be there.
Your hair was like poking out everywhere.
Wow.
We will hear from Jeff Ulbrich. He also spoke up at Flower Branch yesterday. We'll hear from him later on how they're going to handle Baker Mayfield tomorrow night. Now, this Saturday from noon until 2, I know we're running late, but I have to let you know that Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta is giving away free gas for a year this Saturday. Caveat here, you get to hang out with me at noon to 2. It's in Marietta at Voyle's Kia. We're also going to be giving away a 50-inch 4K smart TV, Yeti cooler, Falcons tickets, $100 gift card. And like I said, free gas for a year. Come see me this weekend, Saturday, noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia in Marietta. Coming up, we'll go in the huddle. I have to know what you guys think about the Justin Herbert interview. We didn't have a chance to talk about it yesterday, so we'll bring it up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game 724. I am Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. Mike Johnson will be on this afternoon with Mike Bell this afternoon. He will be back with us tomorrow, though. And Garrett's behind the glass in for Dylan. Dylan as well will be back tomorrow. It's that time of year. And we're about to go in the huddle in a moment, but our very own Braves insider, Grant McCauley, is down in Orlando right now for the MLB winter meetings. Which means I'm solo at home this week, which is not as fun as, like, I think for the first day, you're like, oh, I'm going to get a lot of stuff done. I'm going to do some things. And then you're like, come home. Do you get that way? Does Amy get excited when you're leaving for half a second? And then she's like, come home.
I think at one point she probably was like, oh, I can do whatever I want. And then she's like, yeah, come home.
Well, yeah, and I think I'm probably wording this wrong. Like, I'm more so like, awesome, I'll go to bed at like 9 o'clock and not feel guilty about it.
I think it's more of guilt-free everything.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can watch this show and not feel like I'm being rude or whatever. And then you're like, I tell Amy all the time, it's weird because we have the basement is my office and it's my, you know, I call it my den because I hate the term man cave for some reason. And up. So I told her, like, you know, the living room TV, that's you. And so if Amy's not home and I'm downstairs, I just feel like a little bit like, you know, not, I said empty, maybe.
There.
But like, but hear me out. But I have no problem. Like, after you eat dinner or whatever, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go downstairs and watch TV. And sitting down there, and I feel whole because I know she's upstairs mm-hmm. watching TV, whatever, and I'm downstairs watching sports or, you know, wrecking Mike or whatever, and iRacing or whatever I'm doing. But, like, it just feels, like, complete. But if she's not there, it just feels a little weird, like something's off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and my dogs now are very, like, keen to the sense. They're very aware that he's not there right now. So any noise that happens, they think it's him coming home.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's pretty sad. And they're very loud, as you guys heard on our show call yesterday. But so since he is down in Orlando at the winter meetings, he is gathering a lot of information. And he had some time with the new Braves manager, Walt Weiss, yesterday. Asked him about Ronald this upcoming season.
I know you haven't necessarily gotten to the point where you're making out lineup cards yet, but I know he hit down a little bit in the order. Do you anticipate him moving back?
That's a good conversation. You know, I'm looking forward to that one with him. You know, I want to pick his brain a little bit on that. You know, it's enticing to have him at the top of the order. I really like when a lineup turns over that there's teeth right away. The pitcher got to run through a gauntlet, you know, as soon as that lineup turns over. So there's some incentive. I mean, he was prolific in that position. You know, the other argument is, you know, you put him in a more RBI position in the lineup, you know, and hit him third. Those are conversations we're going to have, we're going to talk about. Like you said, we're a ways away from lineup, you know, talking about lineups and that type of thing, but it's on my radar.
Look, this was a hot conversation last year. Last season, when things were not going so well, it's like, do we move Ronald or not?
I remember.
Yeah.
I remember because I'm a not move him kind of guy.
Right. And Mike was all about moving him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure Grant's a not move him type of guy.
He's
either.
A not move. He wants Ronald in leadoff.
It feels to me like if I'm reading the room, so does Walt Weiss. I love what he said because that was my argument is that when the lineup kind of flips, you have immediate pressure. You start the game off. Look, the traditional leadoff guy to me has always been got some speed, good on base percentage, and will work a count, put pressure on it, make a pitcher make pitches. Imagine doing, and remember Ronnie's MVP year. Everything I just said, he was, and then some.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine having those things and then some with the power and those types of things. And look, it's different. Kyle Schwarber is leading off for Philly for a while, and he is absolutely none of those things that I mentioned other than power.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an on-base guy. He's not going to steal bases. He either hits a home run or strikes out, but it works because you can't make a mistake to a guy like that. So there's lots of schools of thought, but I love the perfect lineup, I don't care what 2 through 8 looks like. You can do whatever the hell you want with 2 through 8. I need Ronnie leading off. I need Michael Harris in the 9-hole. That's the perfect lineup with this Braves team for me. And everything else can fall wherever.
Yeah. And ultimately, that's what it comes down to. And I would have said, for last year's sake, for the construction of that lineup and the way the guys were playing, Ronald Acuna playing a little bit further back made a lot more sense. In a perfect world where the Braves are hitting the way that they're supposed to be hitting, he needs to be leading off. Having a guy like that at the top of your lineup changes everything. He is the best leadoff hitter in baseball. When he is at his top, which he always is, it's when everybody else is too. And his issues, the Braves' issues, at 7, 8, and 9, they were so inconsistent. And they were just not a good team. And then on top of that, you had the inconsistencies of 2, 3, 4, and all these other guys right behind him. It felt like he would get on base, and then it's just like, all right, now what? So then you have to change his approach. Now it was like, all right, let's come in here. Let's get some power. You need to hit for slugging and do other things like that. So, Bo, I'm kind of in this stance. I think he needs to be leading off. But again, we still have a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
I just think in a perfect world, he's leading off and he can really shine in that kind of role.
I want to be a fly on the wall when they have that conversation, because Ronald's just going to be like, put me first. That's it, man. Just put me first.
I think that's what Ronald wants to do, too. Yeah. I think that's where he's comfortable. I think he enjoys it. I think there is some pride in being the first guy that walks up to plate.
Yeah.
And I like that. Yeah. I look, there's a lot of – you can go which way you want with criticism of Ronnie at times, with some things off, you know, weird little things. But the dude loves the game.
Mm-hmm.
He takes a lot of freaking pride on that on-the-field product, so –
All right, let's go in the huddle. We didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday, but it has since caught more heat, so I want to bring it up. The post-game interview with Laura Rutledge and Justin Herbert. Justin wanted to go celebrate with his team. She's got to get an interview. It's a tense moment. Let's take a listen to it.
There that sealed this game for you guys to get this win?
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today, so proud to be able to play for those guys, and the way they compete down in, down out is really fun to watch.
We know you were dealing with a broken hand tonight. You gutted it out. You were hit multiple times. How are you feeling right now?
Feel pretty good, thank you.
And then what can you say?
Yeah, she was trying.
Good on her for doing, like, going and getting the interview she knows she needed, all right? Good on her.
Had to.
I don't blame Justin Herbert at all in this, though, and here's why. Mm-hmm. Because I hope my friends in the Falcons are on their way in and they're listening. This is on the PR. This is on the PR team. The Chargers PR team, there should have been a representative down there with Justin Herbert, knowing that she was going to try to grab. And that's the communication thing. Because... Wait, Justin Herbert is not obligated to do that at all. So don't tell me, oh, well, bad on him. He was unprofessional. No, he wasn't. If no one told him, hey, ESPN wants you for the post game, if we win or whatever. And so then he knows, and there should have been someone, but a lot of that goes through PR. Trust me.
I know it does, but there's never a reason not to be polite.
I don't think he was rude. He just said, I'm trying to go celebrate with my teammates, which is true. He also looked like he was looking for maybe Jalen Hurts to talk to him after. Look, give him credit, he did it. I just don't feel like he was rude. That's a situation. Also, I don't believe what I'm about to say, because I'm pretty sure he probably knows who Laura Rutledge is, but how does he know that is ESPN? This is after the game. There's a lot of people on the field. There's a lot of reporters. I'm just saying, this isn't the thing that some people are trying to make it out to be, where he was just like trying to, you know, snub her.
But there's no way that you would receive that response from someone and not feel a certain way about it, Bo. There's no way someone would brush you off like that and you'd be like, oh, I get it. PR was involved or wasn't involved.
No, sure. And I'm not saying that she did. Again, I'm not saying she did anything wrong. What I'm saying, though, is that I'm not saying that. She did her job. I get it. But he also didn't do anything wrong, because normally in a post-game situation like that, he's got to speak to the media. The quarterback always goes and does at the podium. But where was a member of the Chargers PR set that said, hey, ESPN wants to talk to you on the field after the game. I need you to do that. If no one told him, he doesn't think that he has to do it. That is a player mentality. I am telling you that 100%.
Garrett, I've seen you nod along with both of us, though. So.
I have. I see both. I see both sides of this. You're the starting quarterback. You have an obligation to be ready for this kind of stuff on the field. I understand that side.
No, you don't.
But
though.
But to your point, Bo. To your point, I've been in those situations. I handled post game interviews with the manager after doing Atlanta United broadcasts, and I've had a PR guy who basically is taking me through and, like, making sure that I get to the manager after the match, right? So I understand, and so I agree with you. I was more firmly in her camp, and I will tell you, I've come over to your side. So I understand both sides of this, and it's the heat of the moment. You just won an overtime football game. You're trying to go celebrate with your team the way that game ended, too. He's trying to go be with his team. It reminds me a little bit of what Richard Sherman, after that 49ers game, the Seahawks 49ers, and then he gets all passionate and he's crazy. He just came off the field. He's in a do or die situation in overtime. He's in a very, very high, anxious state, and you just talk to him right off the field. I understand kind of where he's coming from.
There's no way, though, this happens to Bo in real time, and he walks away going,
Bo
walked away going, he did nothing wrong. There's no way.
I mean, here's the thing. What normally, whenever go pay attention, not like you, but I'm talking about our audience, to those situations, and you always see a guy standing there looking around in a suit, and they're not security, they're PR, because that's their thing. And I don't think that anybody really did anything wrong here. I don't think he was overly rude. He was clearly looking for someone when she got him. She did her job. He answered the questions. He wasn't rude about them. He was short with the hand one. But the other ones, I watched it live. I see both sides of it, but I also know that there's normally PR that says, hey, postgame wants you. They want you postgame on the field. And if not, then you feel like you're free to go do your thing because you know that you're obligated to talk after the game, and especially the quarterback who goes to the podium. So
I guarantee Madison Beer told him later that night, you need to be nice to Laura Rutledge.
Well, I mean, let me say something. Laura Rutledge wants to talk to me. I'd probably be nice anyway. So that's where you want to call me out. Be like, yeah, I'd been like, hey, Laura Rutledge. Well, okay, let's talk. But yeah.
Coming up, we've got Which One Wednesday on deck. Which bowl would you rather attend? It's going to sound easy at first, Myrtle Beach Bowl or the Hawaii Bowl, but you got to look at the calendar on these. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
7:43 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Bo Morgan. You can catch Mike Johnson this afternoon with Mike Bell. Garrett is behind the glass filling in for Dylan. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We are going to do Which One Wednesday in a moment. I think Garrett was a little perplexed, though, Bo, because I was not talking and he had music playing for quite some time. But I had to get clarification over something I can or cannot say on the air. because we're going to play a round of ho, ho, ho or no, 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 Garrett.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Hey, let's protect that FCC license.
That's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. So we were playing this earlier during Mac Drop, and it's basically the Odyssey Company Party is today, the holiday party. So we're celebrating that by reminding you what you can and cannot do at your holiday party or what you should not do.
Yes.
All right. So ho, ho, ho or no, no, no. Is this real or fake? Someone made a slip and slide at a warehouse holiday party and ended up breaking their collarbone. Ho, 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 or no, no, no?
I'm going to say no, 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 strictly for the fact that HR is always in attendance in these parties, mm-hmm. and there is no way mm-hmm. that any HR rep worth their salt would allow that.
What do you say, Garrett?
I'm also going to say no, 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 but only because a slip and slide at wintertime? Come on now.
This is ho, ho, ho.
Oh, my goodness.
It actually happened.
No way.
My question is, do you get workers' comp for that?
No, because that's not – well, I guess it's technically a work event, but
it's
I think
that's – it's a work event.
That'd be negligence. That'd be negligence. So my mom was a workers' compensation attorney. So
oh, okay. Lots of questions for her then.
plenty of them.
Here's one more. Ho, 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 or no, no, no. At a company Christmas party, someone showed up with a gun on their hip.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's only half of it, Garrett.
Okay.
And a working woman is their plus one. This is what I had to get clarification on.
Lady of the night.
A lady of the night.
I think that this is no, 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 because there's no way this is real. But I, just for blanks and giggles, I'm going to say ho, ho, ho. Mm-hmm. Just for, kind of the entendre there.
If you had to go get clarification that tells me it's a ho, 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 say this happened. This happened.
This happened.
Yeah.
This is ho, ho, ho.
Yes.
Yeah. This actually happened.
I need details.
That's crazy.
Well, this is all like on different forums, like Reddit and stuff, people venting about their Christmas parties.
Was it like an 1800 saloon themed Christmas party where it's like, yeah, got my six shooter on my hip, got my what do they call them there? I don't even know. They had a name for them.
It's like an episode of Gunsmoke, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, you pulled Gunsmoke out. That's great.
I mean, you've been to some rowdy Christmas parties, though, Bo.
You want me to tell some stories?
Just humor us with one.
So the very first Christmas party in radio that I ever went to, remind you, I'm like 25 at the time, and I'm in, my party stage, and I was tame because literally we had someone make out with an intern.
Oh,
a full-time employee.
Oh, man.
And someone get arrested outside of the venue. And while that person is getting arrested, we were all watching it from above and still indulging in drinks and everything. And it may or may not have been the same person that all those things did, but it wasn't me, okay? So it wasn't me, but yeah, the parties back in the day when I started in radio were different, man. They were just different.
Things have been watered down quite a bit.
Steve Shapiro has told me some stories.
So I have had a conversation with this person that was arrested at that Christmas party, Bo.
Yeah. Yes, you
and
have.
I told him or her. But him. I told him.
This person.
Are we naming? I mean,
We're not naming. But good. I told him, had that been me, y'all would have never seen me again. But here you are, still working successfully.
it's kind of wild. And now a lot of people are probably going to like try to put them together. But it's funny because I was just like, man, I just got to know that person. And now they're gone.
They're going to be gone.
But wait, they weren't.
So mind your P's and Q's at your holiday party. Hey, one story that we didn't get to and in the huddle a moment ago was Quentin Jammer. Have you guys seen this?
Yes.
Former NFL player just admitted that he used to play when he was completely blacked out, completely drunk.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and the best part about this is Twitter did its thing, all right?
Of course it is. It's crazy.
And this is when Twitter's fun for me. Obviously, I think it's a cesspool. That's a, Mike Bell always says, makes my voice, oh, cesspool, because it is. But people started posting plays where Jammer got beat because Jammer was a cornerback. Mm. And they're like, hey, man, were you drunk here? And, I mean, you go back and watch the play, and you're like, damn, I think he was drunk there. There's one where he gets beat in a game, and you see him, he gets beat, right? Looks like he's playing kind of an outside technique, and the guy runs around, breaks in the inside, and so he's obviously a little bit out of position because of that. But when he's trying to chase the guy down, he just looks like he's weeble wobbling around.
Discombobulated.
Yeah, he looks drunk. So it that was the funny part. Look, it's very sad. It's very sad, and I don't want to make light of someone. Basically, that's essentially being an alcoholic. That's alcoholism, right? Mm-hmm. If you have to play football, you have to do your job drunk, you're an alcoholic. And that's not a good thing. But the fact that you're hitting him up on Twitter of times he got burned when he's admitted this, it's just funny.
Well, it's like Chad Ochocinco taking a Viagra before games. I mean,
I don't understand that one, okay? I'm not going to understand that.
It's a little interesting. I mean, people do different things, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know how you play a football game like that, but we probably need to move on.
Yeah, we got to move on. Just know you can join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Again, it's the Falcons Flyover immediately following every Falcons game on this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mic'd Up is brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style and visit one of Atlanta's 13 locations. If you cannot tell, I am not Mike Johnson, but I am hosting Mic'd Up today.
You're not?
I am not. And we're going to play Which One Wednesday. So, Garrett, you are in on this.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some options. You tell me which one. Which is more difficult to get? A good photo of Santa with a baby or a good photo of Santa with a dog? Garrett, you have recent experience with this.
It's with the dog. I guarantee you that one. I just did engagement photos with the dog, and it takes a minute.
Okay.
Lots of patience.
You got the dogs in the engagement photos. I love
lots
that.
Of patience.
Oh, lots I of love patience. It. What do you say, Bo? Because you have both.
But I've never did either, believe it or not. We never took Sprinkles to see Santa, and we will Sunday, we are taking, our club is doing brunch with Santa.
Okay.
And so we, and it stinks because we have our MGA party Saturday night, which means, and she's staying, Mel's staying with Meemaw, so we can, and you know, go to the party.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a rough morning, so we're doing the 1 o'clock brunch with Santa. But I'm curious. I think it's a baby, though, because I've seen way too many baby crying pictures.
Yeah.
And you always seem to get a good picture with a dog. The thing I go back on is dogs love people. Most dogs love people, right? Mm-hmm. Stranger or not, if you're there with them. Most kids do not love strangers because, you know, like stranger danger and stuff. So I'm going to go with the baby. Okay. Long way for a simple answer.
Which Heisman finalist would you swap out for Haynes King? Fernando Mendoza or Julian Sayin?
Julian Sayin. Because, first off, Ohio State's played a wretched schedule. But, you know, he's got the most talent around him.
Yeah.
And I think Mendoza and Haynes King are two guys that have done a little bit more with less. Now, I'm not saying the Indiana is not a loaded team in a little ways. It's obviously the portal, blah, blah. But, I mean, Jeremiah Smith is, most people think, the best college football player out there. He's got Ohio State, how many receivers is Ohio State having the NFL right now balling out, including one we're going to see this weekend in Emeka Ebuka? So, I mean, it's absolutely Indiana, and it seems absolutely sane.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the same thing. He's got two guys who were semifinalists or finalists for the Biletnikoff Award. I mean, you got two killers on the outside there, and he's probably the fifth best player on his own team.
Mm-hmm.
It's sane, yeah.
All right, so which bowl would you rather attend? The Myrtle Beach Bowl, which is Friday, December 19th, or the Hawaii Bowl, which is Wednesday, December 24th? And it's, you have to maintain your work schedule. Falcons, 92.9, everything.
Easy. The Hawaii Bowl.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that's the 24th.
Uh-huh.
I'll do Christmas in Hawaii the next day, and then that night, fly home. We don't play till Monday Night Football on the 27th. However, the 19th, Myrtle Beach Bowl, it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
And that's probably, I don't know when the game is, but I still got to fly across to Arizona, which will be we'll play on the 21st. And I'll miss a college football playoff game because I'll be working that afternoon and I'll probably be traveling or something. So absolutely the Hawaii Bowl. Plus I get to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Did you hear what he just said? He'll skip his first Christmas Eve with Melrose.
Ooh.
Oh, you set me up.
Ooh.
I thought that the family part was out of it. I thought you just meant worry about the foul. You know what? She did me dirty. I'll fly them out too. I said we'll do Christmas and I'll fly her out.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's a landmine. That's tough. Myrtle Beach Bowl, for sure. Yeah. I won't get caught on that one too.
All right.
That was dirty.
That was tough. Which characters would you rather hang out with? The Marvel heroes or the Star Wars crew?
Star Wars.
Which Star Wars, though?
Yeah, which Star Wars? Is Hans in there?
Original. It's okay, yeah, Star Wars. There's no S at the end.
Whatever.
Well, I'm just saying, it happens to our dog a lot.
You know
he
why,
gets really offended,
you know why I do that, though, don't you? You know why I do that.
Because it's Han Solo?
It's a trap!
No, because my buddy Hans, who you probably know, he worked at the old station.
Yeah.
Probably the old crew because it's Star Wars, old crew. Sometimes the Marvels are just too goody-goody for me. Like, I love Captain America, but dude, like, smoke a cigarette, have a beer. Like, I mean, you know?
I love that. No, I do agree. Han Solo is pretty cool. I'd like to hang out with Han Solo.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
The Marvel people?
He's a bit of an owl. He's fun.
You feel like you have to be so polished around the Marvel people. Now, what about the characters from The Boys? I could hang with them.
Oh, those people scare me.
They're flawed.
Yeah, they scare me a little bit. I think they would toss me off a building or something. I don't know.
Has either of y'all ever watched Doom Patrol HBO Max? They're like reject superheroes. Mm-hmm. It's great. Yeah, I would definitely hang out with them.
Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Give us your, within reason, salacious Christmas party stories. We would love to hear them. And any last thoughts on the Falcons-Bucks matchup before Bo heads out? Do you have any questions for him? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.